B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So, have you ever heard of a monkey being given a life sentence?
No.
It has happened. The Kenpur Zoo has a monkey that will remain behind bars for all of its life. The monkey, named Kalua, is a native of Mirzapur district. He has bitten over 250 persons in Mirzapur, of whom one died. Now, Kalua, here's a story about him. He was a pet monkey of a local occultist who would regularly give him alcohol to drink.
That's not his fault.
And over a period of time,
my story is a complex one.
The monkey became alcoholic. And when the occultist died, Kalua stopped getting liquor and became aggressive.
There were days that were so bad, I didn't even feel like flinging my own crap.
Yes. But throw some Thunderbird at him.
Then I'm good.
Yeah. As he went on a biting spree and he created terror, forest and zoo teams were called in to catch the monkey. After several efforts, Kalua was caught and brought to the...
I'm king of the world!
Kenpur Zoo. The zoo doctor, Mad Nasir, said that we kept him in isolation for some months and then shifted him to a separate cage. There has been no change in his behavior, and he remains as aggressive as he was. It has been there 3 years since we brought him here, but now it has been decided that he will remain in captivity all his life. The monkey.
So he'll be in a zoo.
Exactly. The monkey. The monkey is 6 years old, and the zoo doctor said that it.
It's a travesty of justice.
That if he was set free, he would harm people wherever he went. Kalua is not even befriended by his cage keeper.
Oh man! Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Can someone reach out to him?
All I need is a little love.
A man with an apparent machete tattoo on his face.
Whoa!
Was accused. In a machete attack that took place over the weekend
in Central Florida. He was telegraphing it, really.
The victim, an adult male, was taken to a hospital and survived but cannot use or move his left hand. Justin Arthur Allen Couch was arrested Tuesday.
How big is this machete tattoo, Preston?
It's like this.
His full cheek?
Yeah, his full cheek.
All right.
It's under his eye.
Yeah.
The man said that, by the way, Justin Couch was charged with aggravated battery. The man said Couch struck him in the arm and leg with the flat side of the machete's blade as they argued Saturday night outside the victim's home.
So we're looking at the guy. The guy is actually a good-looking guy. Yeah. If he were just to remove that dumb machete tattoo and not be insane, of course.
It's not a good tattoo either.
No.
The victim told authorities Couch then swung the machete at the victim's face. In order to block the strike, the victim quickly placed his left arm in front of his face, and the victim's left forearm was struck with the blade of the machete.
This all would have turned out differently had he had a pillow tattoo.
Right. Can you imagine going, I want to get a machete.
Yeah.
Under my eye here.
Okay.
What can you do?
They should have, I think most tattoo parlors should have, some sort of therapist or crisis counselor.
Talk to them.
To talk to them a little bit. Yeah. Is that something you really want?
Or, you know, listen, they have these like...
Why don't we tattoo your butthole?
They have temporary tattoos. Like maybe, hey...
Try it out for a while.
Do the temp tattoo first.
Why wouldn't you do that, Casey, right? Yeah. See how it's received in public. And then you can start
see how
hacking.
You even like it.
Right.
The victim felt severe pain and then passed out after he was struck. He told deputies that Couch later took him to a friend's house and that this friend drove him to the hospital. The argument reportedly began after Couch didn't want to let the victim inside his home for an unknown reason. This is interesting. The Maryland Lottery says that a single store sold 24 top prize winning tickets for a bonus match 5 drawing.
24?
Yeah. Lottery officials said the Spring Ridge Exxon in Frederick sold 24 tickets for the June 12th drawing, and they had the winning numbers 9, 2, 11, 13, and 17, and the bonus ball 25.
Did they think it might be a scam?
I don't know. The total amount won was $600,000, as each ticket is worth $50,000. The lottery said that it is unclear whether all of the tickets were purchased by a single player. The store is getting a $6,000 bonus for selling the winning tickets.
Who was that drunken monkey when all this was going down?
Yeah, maybe we need to look deeper into that story.
I have an idea.
Here's an interesting choice of a holster. Last week, police in Mexico City arrested a man after he was caught hiding a pistol inside a sandwich.
All right.
Police made the discovery after they got suspicious of the man, who was acting nervous as he stood in front of a metal detector at a bus station in the Gustavo A. Madero neighborhood.
How's that Glock sandwich there?
They said that he had bullets hidden inside the sandwich roll. What size is this sandwich?
It's huge. It's an AR-15.
The man was not identified, and he was arrested, by the way.
That's a big sandwich, buddy.
Yeah. A Florida man is accused of shoving 7 bottles of wine in his pants and stealing them. How do you do that? 7 bottles?
Seriously.
Guns and sandwiches, 7 bottles in your pants, drunk monkeys. What's going on?
Yep.
Florida man.
Police from Lee County, Florida say the man stole the bottles from an Estero Total Wine during 3 separate trips. Oh, 3 separate trips.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Oh.
Clank, clank, clank. Both wines.
See you later. Clank, clank, clank.
The wines have a total value of $794. Any woman information is
possible. I was just browsing.
Crime Stoppers, by the way. So, yeah, clunk, clunking around.
Yeah, if these people can browse, we can browse.
Let's see here. One last story. Recently, someone posted on Reddit's Ask Us, Ask UK forum, asking for advice on how to deal with a weird situation. They had discovered that their real estate agent had been secretly living in their house for 2 days.
How can you really sell a place if you haven't lived in it?
The unnamed tenant explained the agent had come over unannounced earlier in the week to inspect the property. And they assumed that he had exited after this inspection was complete.
God, I really like this place.
But they soon discovered that a light had been left on in their spare room and the door was locked from the inside. They messaged the agent to return and switch it off as they didn't have the key to the room. And that's when they say they got a reply from the agent saying that he was still inside the house. They added that he then informed them that he was staying there for a few days as he had signed a contract and paid deposits to be allowed to do so. The writer said they checked with their landlord and they were told that this was indeed not true.
So is that occasionally the rule where if you buy a place, you have to live with your real estate agent for a little bit?
Just for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
They concluded that the landlord made the agent leave and hand over his keys, but they worry that he may have another set.
Go!
He left all his belongings behind in the room. And
I don't want to go.
And the door locked as well, so they're worried that he might come back.
Take your poster.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A man was arrested Saturday because he drove a moped through an active crime scene and crashed into an officer.
All right.
Leading to a police foot chase. They left on a foot chase. There was foot chase involved.
They had feet, which they used to chase the other people with feet.
Right.
On their feet.
A moped is one of the vehicles you can engage in a foot chase with.
That's right. The reason I brought this up is because of the moped. So anyway... Another man was being transported to the hospital with non-life-threatening gunshot
wounds. Born to be mild.
From a prior incident when police said they saw a man driving a moped towards the crime scene. Boston police said that the crime scene was marked by multiple rows of neon yellow crime scene tapes, as well as several police cruisers with their blue lights activated. The driver, later identified as 19-year-old Geraldi Guerrero, allegedly zipped past a police car with its lights on and straight through the crime scene tape towards detectives who were processing the scene. Multiple officers shouted for the man on the moped to stop, but he refused. He continued on through additional layers of crime scene tape before he crashed into an officer, lifting him off the ground and causing injury.
Was he simply looking to disrupt the crime scene, or did he think he was winning some sort of race?
They don't know. Guerrero then fell off the moped and fled the scene on foot, and they caught up with him, and a brief but violent struggle ensued before officers placed him in custody. And he was being arraigned on a slew of charges after that little incident.
He's a leader of the Mopagans, is he not?
Yeah. He must be. After a growing number of complaints from residents, the city of Vancouver will be looking to possibly banning or restricting bear bangers.
Bear bangers?
Yes.
That's the best sex you can have.
Last month, it's a little dangerous, I would imagine, being a bear banger.
It's all right, baby. Happens to everyone.
Last month, many Vancouverites took to social media to report what they described as an increase in the number of bear bangers being set off in the city.
I gotta tell you something, though. It's gonna be hard to be with your husband once you've had me. Once you had some bear dong.
Particularly around the downtown east side and nearby neighborhoods, a bear banger is a type of explosive that is fired from a handheld cylinder and designed to make a loud gunshot noise.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It is typically used while in the backcountry to scare away wildlife, such as bears or cougars. So it can scare cougars, too.
Yeah.
Sergeant Aaron...
What the hell was that noise? I was trying to have sex with a bear, and then I heard an explosion.
Oh, my God. Dude.
Just shut up. Every time you talk, you kill my boner.
All right.
It's the voice. It scares away bears and cougars.
Oh, my God, that was my last Virginia Slims.
Christ, you're so disgusting.
Sergeant Aaron Rode said that the explosives continue to be a routine issue. The issue was brought up with city council alongside an upcoming fireworks ban.
Yeah.
Councilor Pete Fry agrees that they are an ongoing issue for residents. He said the intended use for bear bangers...
Could they ratchet them down to squirrel finger blasters?
...is a safety concern for folks who go into the backcountry. We do live on the edge of a rainforest. We do live in close proximity to bears.
Sure.
He suggests taking a more thorough approach, pointing out that Mountain Equipment Co-op requires that anyone who purchases a bear banger or bear spray register in advance. They also provide a 30-minute instruction session for anyone who wishes to purchase a bear banger.
Have you ever seen the park rangers? It's their job to go out and detonate. They have things like handheld like flares and explosives that they'll detonate to cause avalanches.
Avalanches. Yeah. Yep.
It's pretty wild.
But not bear bangers.
No, not bear bangers.
A Yemeni man living in Malaysia recently got a Guinness World Record after he stacked 3 eggs vertically.
It just took 3 eggs for a world record. That's how difficult it is, huh?
Yes, exactly. Guinness announced that Mohamed Mukbel, 20 years old, was awarded the record for world's largest stack of eggs when he managed to balance 3 chicken eggs in a tower formation.
You're an artist, my friend.
The organization...
Yes, I'm Gene Simmons, surprise guest. I wanted to be here to see this and also to tell you I'm your father.
The organization stipulated...
They call me the bear banger.
That the eggs had to remain stacked for at least 5 seconds.
Okay.
And all 3 eggs had to be fresh without cracks. McBell said that he has been teaching himself to stack eggs since he was 6 years old.
Wow. And now all he has is 60 more years of life.
Yeah. I remember years ago I saw like the world record for golf balls that you could stack.
How many?
It was only like 6.
So
if I recall,
they have divots in them, though.
It's hard to do.
So they have divots.
And even that's hard to do.
That's hard to do. You think of a surface like an egg. And if you were to stack them, I assume obviously you're stacking them laterally, right?
Vertically, yes.
Right. Yeah. But the actual egg is on its, technically on its side.
On its butt.
On its butt.
Yeah.
So we're watching the way he's stacking it. That's not the way I would stack the eggs.
That's the way you have to.
Yeah. Okay. To get the record?
In order to get the record, yeah.
Maybe I'll be an innovator.
Yeah.
But at least, even with like the golf balls, they're, it's the word I'm looking for.
He said they've got divots in
them. No, but the inside, like they're more like.
Centered,
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. He's hands up in the air. We're like he just don't care.
And yeah, he did it. Sure enough, it's got to be really, really, really hard. All right, one last story. The Fairfax County Police Department says Animal Protection Police were recently summoned to an Alexandria neighborhood after a 65-pound alligator snapping turtle.
Oh my God!
Was spotted wandering loose.
Did you see the picture of this thing?
Yeah, it's massive.
They look like they're right out of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, I remember going to the aquarium and seeing one for the first time, and I'm like, that can't be real.
Yeah.
Those things don't get that big, do they?
They do.
Yeah, this thing was 65 pounds, and it was spotted wandering loose. The species is not even native to the state, and officials suspect...
What's your name?
...that the animal was a pet bred in captivity and released into the wild.
Feel kind of bad for the guy.
The turtle was taken to the Virginia Zoo in Norfolk, so they'll find a good spot for him. But they get big, man.
Where my dad was living in an apartment or a duplex outside of Dallas in this community, and they had this pond that was beautiful, and they kept the grounds around it looking lovely, and the ducks would go into the pond. Snapping turtle made its way into it, and for about 3 months, they were finding dead headless ducks.
Sure.
Oh, my God.
That's how strong this freaking turtle was.
Wow. All right, and there you go, your Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.